Test 7, Part 2. You'll hear a teacher talking about a famous actor and playwright. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. I will not give you his name, but I want you to listen carefully and tell me who you think I'm talking about when I have finished. The exact date of his birth is not known, but we know he was baptized on the 26th of April, 1564, in Stratford-upon-Avon, Warwickshire, a wealthy town in the Midlands. Given that in those days, children were usually baptized 2 or 3 days after birth, it has commonly been agreed to declare the 23rd of April as his birth date. He was the eldest son of a well-known local glove maker and wool merchant. His mother was Mary Arden, the daughter of a wealthy landowner in a neighboring village. It is often assumed that he must have attended the Stratford Grammar School, the King's New School, where all the sons of Stratford citizens received their education. There he was taught Latin and learned about the major classical writers. It is clear to us from his writings that he was very familiar with Ovid, the famous Latin poet, and other works in Latin. We have it from a fairly reliable source that before he embarked on his acting career, he had been a schoolmaster in the country. Nevertheless, there is no conclusive evidence about his life between his baptism and his marriage. In 1582, he married Anne Hathaway, who was 26 and pregnant at the time, while our playwright was still underage. Their daughter, Susanna, was born on the 26th of May, 1583, and the twins, Hamlet and Judith, came on the 2nd of February, 1585. Sometime after the birth of the twins, we lose track of him completely, only to find him again in London in 1592, when he was already working as an actor. That's why the years between 1585 and 1592 are commonly known as the Lost Years. So, what do you think? Who have I been talking about?
William Shakespeare?
Now you'll hear Part 2 again. I will not give you his name, but I want you to listen carefully and tell me who you think I'm talking about when I have finished. The exact date of his birth is not known, but we know he was baptized on the 26th of April, 1564, in Stratford-upon-Avon, Warwickshire, a wealthy town in the Midlands. Given that in those days, children were usually baptized 2 or 3 days after birth, it has commonly been agreed to declare the 23rd of April as his birth date. He was the eldest son of a well-known local glove maker and wool merchant. His mother was Mary Arden, the daughter of a wealthy landowner in a neighbouring village. It is often assumed that he must have attended the Stratford Grammar School, the King's New School, where all the sons of Stratford citizens received their education. There he was taught Latin and learned about the major classical writers. It is clear to us from his writings that he was very familiar with Ovid, the famous Latin poet, and other works in Latin. We have it from a fairly reliable source that before he embarked on his acting career, he had been a schoolmaster in the country. Nevertheless, there is no conclusive evidence about his life between his baptism and his marriage. In 1582, he married Anne Hathaway, who was 26 and pregnant at the time, while our playwright was still underage. Their daughter, Susanna, was born on the 26th of May, 1583, and the twins, Hamnet and Judith, came on the 2nd of February, 1585. Sometime after the birth of the twins, we lose track of him completely, only to find him again in London in 1592, when he was already working as an actor. That's why the years between 1585 and 1592 are commonly known as the Lost Years. So, what do you think? Who have I been talking about?
William Shakespeare?
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.